Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are back. It's Tuesday. Let's just dive right into it.
Let's do it, man.
I don't have anything to say other than that, so no fun.
All you want to do is talk about Dune, John.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I want to talk about Dune on my Dune podcast. Yeah.
We are talking about minutes 136 through 137.
Correct.
This minute starts with some Fremen putting on clothes, and it ends with Fremen taking off clothes.
All right.
I've stopped putting a lot of effort into writing those little things.
I have noticed, because for the last couple of weeks, you just haven't had any of them.
I got a lot of stuff going on.
I know you do.
But I saw that and I was like, that's an easy one. this minute. Go ahead, man. I'm bogarting the recap.
No, by all means.
This minute starts with, the Fremen's putting his glove back on from cutting his wrist. And we cut up to Paul where
they just want so much attention. They're just cutting themselves for the attention.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are you minimizing their struggles, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, should maybe rethink that take, bud. So we cut back up to Paul where he's lowering his gun as things kind of seem to calm down below. We can see people kind of standing more easy. Jessica and Stilgar are, they're not, there's no knives in anyone's throats anymore. So, after Stilgar's words to the group, everyone's like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Surprise. Paul's not alone.
Yeah. So actually in the shot where you see Paul lowering the gun and everything, you can see a figure shifting into space behind him, but this figure is very out of focus.
Yeah.
But if you're looking, you see her. Mm-hmm. And we hear, I would not have let you hurt my friends.
Yeah.
And Paul kind of has a shit his pants moment. Well, shits his tube moment. And he kind of like turns around. And there's another Fremen with her hand on her knife right behind him.
Yep.
They stare each other down for a few moments, and then she, fully removes.
What the fuck was that?
Shut the fuck up. So I have HomePods in my house.
Why do you have the Australian voice?
I like the Australian man voice. I like the Australian voice, but I have HomePods in my house. And if you say anything, I don't know what I just said that like caused it to think that I wanted to talk to it, but it.
I will cut this out.
No. You leave this in. So there's this thing that you can do where like you have to go into the settings for the HomePod and say like, I want you to only specifically listen for the hey S word. I guess I thought I had it enabled for this floor of the house. Obviously not. I had it enabled in the office and in the bedroom because if I'm gaming in the office and I say anything that sounds like the S word, it's going to just like start randomly playing music or whatever.
Yeah.
And then in the bedroom, I've had the TV like say something that sounded like the S word. And then like the HomePod just starts playing music and I'm like, stop.
We shall not speak its name.
I love my HomePods though. They're great because they're just nice to have like little speakers around and like, especially in the kitchen, like if I just need timers for stuff.
You Apple shill.
I mean, both of us worked there for quite a while.
Oh, man, I was defiant, though. I would teach Apple Watch courses with my Timex on.
Yeah, you
because would. I couldn't afford an Apple Watch.
Yeah. No, you definitely could have afforded an Apple Watch. I had
no interest in
that. Yeah, you just didn't care. Because we had that, like,
we had a good
discount.
We had a good employee discount.
Like 50% off on that shit.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, back to this. So, we're just kind of off the rails today.
I know. This is kind of a thin minute.
Yeah.
A little bit. So, I don't mind the filler.
Yeah. So, she fully removes her mask and Paul. And she's mean mugging Paul hard.
Yeah.
Like, Zendaya has a really good resting bitch face, but this is like,
she's turning it up.
Yeah. Rightly so. Sure, right. She doesn't know who the fuck this fucking skinny ass white boy out in the desert is. But Paul recognizes her immediately.
Oh yes. Yeah. He's like, oh, the woman from my dreams.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. And she's like, why the fuck is he looking at me like this?
Yeah. And then immediately she just says, they say you are the Mahdi, but you look like a little boy. You chose the hardest way up. Follow me.
What a cutting statement.
Yeah. Now, I have a nit to pick.
Okay.
How many times did you listen through this minute as you were taking your notes?
Once or twice.
Okay. You might not have noticed this. I noticed it immediately. The line, but you look like a little boy, was probably one of the worst cuts of ADR in this entire film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, they say you're the Mahdi. You chose the hardest way up. Follow me has a very distinct reverb that would match where they are talking.
Okay.
In this area. But you look like a little boy sounds like it was just recorded on a mic like this in Zendaya's closet, because it's just, but you look like a little boy.
I missed that.
And they just like cut that in and spliced it into the film. And it's so off-putting and so like, completely different microphone, completely different sound settings, like audio equalization at all on that one line.
I'll have to go back and listen.
And it bothers me so much.
Yeah. You know, we have.
Granted, I'm also a psychopath and I'm watching 5 second clips of this film over and over and over for notes. Yeah. So
we have given, rightfully, a lot of praise to the sound design and the sound engineers on this movie.
But I'm also not going to not give criticism where it's needed. Well,
sure. I was illustrating like that they do a great job in this movie.
Yes.
So for something like that, if that is, you know, true what you're saying, like that's a big miss.
Yeah.
And it's a weird miss.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I'll have to go back and listen.
But Paul does follow her.
He looks like a little scolded child. He definitely does.
Yeah. So Chal begins walking down to the bottom of the canyon.
What's up, Chal? In real life, IRL Chal.
IRL Chal. It's the first time. Where Jameis, Jessica, and this is RJ, not RJ. DJ. RJ, Jameis, Jessica, and Stilgar are. And I have another nit to pick. Because here the subtitles say in Chakobsa.
Yeah,
we talked about this. Last week it said in Fremen.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Please. Whoever was writing the subtitles for this movie, get your shit together.
Is that your moment of your continuity error?
No.
Okay. Oh, still to come.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. No. The continuity error that I have is actually a big one.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. Yeah, he says, we must go.
Yes. Yes, Stilgar says, we must go. And then, keeping in line with the scolded child moment, Stilgar holds his hand out and addresses Paul and just says, give it to me.
Yeah.
And Paul's kind of looking at him like, what?
Okay.
And he, you know, begins reaching to give Stilgar the Malo pistol, but we get a hard cut to RJ Jameis.
Yep. Looking.
He pissed. Is pissed the fuck off.
He has such an intense, like this actor Babs has such an intense face.
Yep.
He can turn that on like just like nothing. And it's so good here.
He pulls his shawl from his face, and this is the first time that we see RJ Jameis's real full face in the flesh.
Yep.
And he's just fucking staring Paul down.
Yeah.
Pissed the fuck off. Stilgar says, you have your own Molo pistol when you've earned it.
Yep.
And that's where our minute ends.
All right. Cool.
Right there.
So sprinkling in some book stuff here.
Yep.
We have the ordering of all these scenes is way off from the movie.
Yeah,
that's why I'm kind of holding off. But the part where Paul is up on his little perch, aiming the pistol down, we do get Stilgar addressing Chani behind him. She kind of makes it seem like she's not looking for him anymore.
Okay.
And then just like shows up behind him.
So, surprise.
Yeah. And they keep remarking about how noisy Paul is.
Yeah. And that would make sense.
Yeah, he's not right? trained in because, their ways.
You know, skinny ass white boy out in the desert. Yeah. Doesn't know shit about being stealthy at all. I mean, clearly he doesn't because he found the drum sand and just stomps super fucking hard on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So she pulls a fast one on him and is like, okay, I'm heading back down. And then also just like gets right behind him without him even knowing anything.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. So I just think it's funny. Like they say it a number of times. He's like, we heard him like a mile away.
Yeah.
That line, you give it to me, you'll have your own Mala pistol when you've earned it, straight from the books.
Yep.
I love to see that they, you know, I love it when they take lines like that, just like you copy paste into the script kind of thing. So that's there.
It's very disappointed dad energy too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is. One little change, from the books is, Chani goes, when she's talking to Paul up in his perch, she says, I would not let you have hurt my companions.
Yeah.
Instead of friends, which, okay, fair enough. That's a little bit of a modernization of that sentence. So sure. That's fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's Stilgar's just like I said, he's sassy in the books. he's like calling the Fremen like names. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head, but like at one point he like calls Chani like a dirty something. I don't know.
A dirty bitch.
He's just like he's giving a lot of sass to his compatriots there. So yeah, he's Book Stilgar is very animated.
Kind of an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all I got, man.
Cool. I don't have anything else. Like I said on yesterday's episode, Art and Soul doesn't really have much for us for the rest of this movie. So
cool.
As always, you can find us online in several places. On Instagram, we are at the Dune Minute. On Twitter, we are at Dune Minute. On Blue Sky, we are at Dune Minute. And on, I almost said on Gmail. You can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch or yell at us for any potential bad takes or things that we get wrong, because we're not perfect.
One last thing before we go. Hey Siri, play
fuck off.
Play Huey Lewis in the News. Got him.
All right, we're out of here.
See ya.